I have a lot of last conversations. And what I mean is that in these conversations, the person with whom I am speaking and I both know that this is likely our last conversation. We both know, or at least I know, that in a few days or hours, this person will see face to face the one whom I preach only in faith. It's our last conversation as they stand on the threshold of eternal life. Those conversations are precious and memorable. The time is short, the words are few. There is a clarity to the conversation because the time is short and the words are few, and whatever needs to be said needs to be said now. Several years ago, I was visiting my great uncle and my cousins in California. My great uncle was a very devout Catholic and attended Mass nearly every day for over 50 years. He and my aunt attended Mass every day, even after he began to suffer from Alzheimer's disease. And during this particular trip, however, my great uncle was staying in a rehabilitation center after a surgery. He was not able to go to Mass. Now, there are some privileges to having a priest in the family. Even though my great uncle was not usually sure what his relationship was to this priest from North Carolina, and I obtained permission to offer Mass in the rehabilitation center for my great uncle and the other residents. After Mass, we had donuts and coffee. We had to have coffee. And as I sat at the table with my great uncle, he looked at me and said, "I know who you are. You're my brother Ted's grandson, and you're a priest." The time was short, and the words were few, and there was a clarity to the conversation that only the grace of God can give. That was our last conversation. Love one another as I have loved you. It's part of a last conversation at the Last Supper. Love one another as I have loved you. For Jesus said so many things. Jesus said so many things to his disciples and to the crowds during his earthly ministry. He preached about eternal life. He spoke about being born again. He talked about salt and light and seeds and harvest. He did so many things. He healed the sick. He raised the dead. He fed the 5,000 on the side of the mountain, and he spoke of the bread of life. He went fishing. He blessed children. He washed the feet of the disciples in the upper room. He showed them what it means to love. Jesus taught them how to love. A new father once said something very interesting to me. He said, "My baby girl taught me something. She taught me how to love. I didn't know we could love like that." Wives say the same thing about their husbands, and husbands say the same thing about their wives. "He teaches me what it means to love. She teaches me what it means to love." Priests say the same thing about their parishes. "You teach me how to love." Jesus taught his disciples how to love. He showed them what it means to love. He gave them his time and his teaching and his mercy and his very life. Jesus gave everything to his disciples. He gave everything to his disciples to show them how to give everything. To each other. Jesus did not say, "Love me as I have loved you." Jesus said, "Love one another as I have loved you." For loving each other will be the testimony of our love for Jesus. This is how we will show our love for Jesus. This is how we will be recognized as followers of the Lord Jesus. We will be recognized as his disciples. We will be recognized as followers of the Lord Jesus by loving one another as we gather for worship and by loving one another as we exit the parking lot of the church. We will be recognized as followers of the Lord Jesus when we join in celebration of our parish anniversary. For our celebration on Tuesday was a beautiful expression of love, unity, and celebration. It was a testimony that we are followers of Jesus. And we will be recognized as followers of the Lord Jesus by loving each other, by loving one another, each time we speak. Because any moment could be our last conversation. The time is short, and the words are few, and there is a clarity of conversation that only the grace of God can give. Love one another as I have loved you. Amen.